Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, What Pleases You? What Pleases You? Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. In Mark 3:35, he said, Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. John 3:36 says, He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. True faith begins with the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and 16:25 and 26. And then it demonstrates itself in following Christ. Christ's sheep know his voice and they follow him, John 10:4. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me, John 10:27. Acts 5:32 says, The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. Paul, in the struggle to obey God, says, quote, What I hate, that I do. Romans 7:15 through 25. The desire to obey was still there, even in failure. In Galatians 1:10, Paul says that if he were still trying to please men, he would not be the slave of Christ. Hebrews 5:9 says, Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Revelation 14:12 indicates that the saints are those who, quote, keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Those who are saved desire to obey the Lord as a way of life. There will be obedience, but it won't be perfect obedience. As believers, we are born immature and struggle with the flesh until we get to glory. James says, quote, We all stumble in many things, James 3:2. Yet, in conversion, our hearts are changed with an essential reality under the new covenant. Which is an essential reality under the new covenant. We are no longer hostile enemies of God, but rather reconciled children, Romans 5:10. As God's children, we desire to obey. But it involves a process of maturity and sanctification, which will not be completed until we get to glory. I once read about Martin Luther. He preached a very strong message on grace, that we are not saved by works. After he was done preaching, a man came up to him and said, If it is true as you say, then a person could just do as they please. Luther's response was, Now what pleases you? That's a great question. What pleases us is telling. The truly saved are regenerated and have a new nature. They now want to please God. They often fail, but down deep, they have a new nature that wants to please God. Now, what pleases you? This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.